Everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, I have to be boring this topic, but why is nobody else saying this? Perhaps they're afraid about what's going on. But MI5 caught breaking the law again. So MI5, that's the United Kingdom's Domestic Intelligence Service, and I've got no grudge against the organisation. Realise every country has to have an internal intelligence agency. The United Kingdom's no exception. There are real threats. There are terrorists. There are foreign spies, so it's counterintelligence trying to identify foreign espionage activities and agents and so forth, disrupt them. Of course, they can't arrest, they don't have that legal power. They have to get the police to do it. But MI5 is subject to the law, same as everybody else. And I know that exemptions are written into statutes. They're not allowed to do things, so they are allowed to do things that ordinary people are not, because we're not allowed to spy on people. That'd be like stalking or follow people. They have to keep people under surveillance. We're not allowed to hack into people's phones, computer systems. They are. Likewise is the Bribery Act. We're not allowed to make certain payments to people for whatever secrets, but they are, because they might be paying money to agents to provide them with whatever intelligence they need, because they have to infiltrate organizations. And I realize they have to deal with some very unsavory characters, because they need to break into Nazi communist organizations, racist organizations, or whatever. They're not going to be like nuns and monks. They could be some very wicked people, and that is the nature of the beast. So they should use their powers proportionately and for the proper purpose. And sometimes they need the Home Secretary's physical signature to do this sort of thing. But anyway, it's come out that MI5, they unlawfully got communications information from the mobile telephone of Vincent Carney, and his very respected journalist at BBC in Northern Ireland. And the Investigatory Powers Tribunal looked this. Now, this was ages ago. This is 2006, 2009. So Ken McCallum, Sir Ken McCallum, wasn't director of MI5 now. So, but he carries the can. So perhaps this is one's unfair to blame him. But has the culture changed since then? And I realize an organization which employs up to 4,000 people, some of them are like cleaners, but the business end of it is just a few hundred. Now, partly because there was still terrorist activity there, both loyalist and Republican, no suspicion that Mr. Carney was involved in this, but he had his sources. He had to be speaking to these people so he could publish stories. Anyway, so this was intrusive. It was unwarranted. It was unjustifiable. So then the MI6 has said, yes, this is true. So the BBC is not happy about this. It's obviously an abridgment of someone's civil liberty, under the European Convention of Human Rights. Domesticated under the Human Rights Act, there's a right to privacy for correspondence. However, there are exceptions. There are situations in which law enforcement or something like MI5, some organization, can access this without permission, because it might be pursuant to some investigation. It might be a proportionate breach of this, which is necessary and permissible in the context of a democratic society, because they'll often say that in the ECHR, in a democratic society, is this acceptable, this level of intrusion in a free society? Okay, because there have to be some exceptions. They can't be going too far, because we don't want to go round the road towards totalitarianism. Okay, and then there were other Belfast journalists who took action about this. I don't know if it's been admitted in this case. So you can see how sort of they're unaccountable. And another thing, they're just like wasting time, wasting money. There are real dangerous people they should be investigating. And why is this some sort of petty vendetta? Are they just because goodness, I don't know. They want to get back at people. Is it vengeance? Something like that. So anyway, it's been published now that the Prime Minister Keir Starmer, he wants answers from Ken McCallum about other issues when they've been caught lying under oath about important matters. An investigation, it all came out in the news way back in February. Now, Sir Ken McCallum has been in charge since 2025. It was just before COVID that he was appointed, and not enough has changed about when they made perjurious statements in court on very serious matters about they were testifying, and they gave junk information to the court, because generally speaking, lying is not a crime, but if you take an oath to tell the whole truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and that's it. So, and they have to go into court and they have to testify there, have their legal teams there. And I always thought, well, shouldn't they have, but that's a bit risky for them and not to be identified by their surnames as well. Shouldn't they actually hold the hearing in a secure MI5 building? Well, no, because then they'd have to let the lawyers and the witness on the other side in. Anyway, so they're investigating how what came that three courts were lied to, and that's a crime by MI5. Now, I don't know if it was Ken McCallum himself. I don't think he was testifying, but his underlings, and he has to take responsibility for them. It's his duty to make sure they don't do so. He's obviously known this about some time, and what action has been taken? We don't name any names, but have people been disciplined in any way? Have they been demoted? Have they had them salary deducted? I don't actually think you can legally do that. That'd be a good way to do it. Have they been suspended? Have they been, given a written warning, verbal warning? Have they been sacked? Whatever. I think a great thing we should do to a lot of public service people is say, we're taking away a percentage of your state pension or whatever. And that would really put the frightness on people. It's all to do with Agent X, who was inside this Nazi organization. And this guy, he was in an abusive relationship, the way he was treating his girlfriend. And he had assaulted her. He'd used a machete. My God, that could have killed her. So is that not grievous bodily harm, actual bodily harm? Is it even attempted murder? So I know this person seems like an absolute monster, but you have to deal with these very wicked people because X is the sort of person who's going to have the information that MI5 couldn't get otherwise. I know there's signals intelligence, as in emails, phone calls, texts, but then there's human intelligence that is a person who is there, who is seeing things happening and listening to conversations. Sometimes they don't have a listening device there, or there's no drone or camera to watch what's going on. And the only way to obtain that information is by have a human source there. And I suppose that's it. The other thing is then he can be feeding misinformation to whatever organization they're penetrating, persuading them to do this or not to do that or whatever. So to misdirect them, to make them less dangerous. And why do people agree to do this? Maybe because he's paid, maybe because he's blackmailed, maybe because he's changed his mind and realizes an evil cause. So they're going to have to let this go. We know you committed heavy violence against your girlfriend. And obviously, there's nothing more despicable than a man who'd use violence against a woman, particularly a woman he's in some intimate relationship with. But yes, it might seem deeply unethical to use such a person. But you either use him or even more people are going to get killed. A bit like the Northern Ireland conflict, having agents inside terrorist organizations, and you can't disrupt every terrorist attack. Otherwise, the agent is soon identified, killed. It discourages other agents. Moreover, the source of information has evaporated. Anyway, so false information was proffered to the court, and this was a serious procedural deficiencies. Well, McCallum has been in charge there for 5.5 years. He ought to make sure that the procedures are running properly. What do they pay him for? So this really is detestable. They get so much public money from us. They have the public trust. It behoves them to tell the truth to the court. Okay, so ordinary members of the public, we can't know what's going on. Fair enough. It has to be kept secret for very good reason. But there are these, specially vetted judges or trustworthy people who we know are not going to be leaking it to the media or to a hostile state or a terrorist organization or anything like that. Therefore, they've got to tell them the truth, because they have the public trust. They've got these very extensive powers. We need to make sure that they use them for the proper purpose and don't abuse them. And when they screw up, they don't try and cover up. They've got to tell the truth. So anyway, at least that there's going to be some proper investigation, and surely there's got to be accountability. Now, the Director General of MI5, like I said, Sir Ken McCallum, he's apologized for this, but that's not good enough. This has happened on his watch. Surely he's had to go. It's not like one or two small errors. Okay, they're going to be slip-ups in every organization of several thousand people. This is massive. And why isn't the mainstream media reporting this with greater prominence? Are they afraid? Because we know they have a history of harassing journalists who don't toe the line. They've obviously got their pet journalists will feed stories to try and shape public opinion, create as many boogeymen as they can to get legislation which empowers them to do more things, to increase their budgets, their job security, whatever. All right. Thanks so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan790@gmail.com, and do what you can to oppose excessive state secrecy.